Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Why is it when you're taking your kids to school, you have all these people that are rushing through traffic, and then you have these little smart-ass kids that think they're going to be funny and throw rocks and stick at your cars as you're driving by? I got that done this morning to me. Some little girl threw a stick at my car.
How old was she?
Oh, she's about 8 years old, but she really got surprised when I followed her into the school to the principal's office and said, call her parents. She just hit my car with a stick as we were driving by.
How hard did your car get hit with the stick?
Pretty hard.
What did you do? What did you do to deserve to get hit with a stick?
Nothing. This kid was, you know, as I was driving by, she was throwing sticks at people's cars as they're like dropping their kids off around the circle. So as I came by her, she threw it at my car. She hit my car. So I just pulled over, got out of the car. She started running into the school. I didn't run after her. I just followed her right into the school, went to the principal's office, said that little girl right there with the pink hat and gloves and the Barbie book bag with sticks and rocks at the cars, and she just hit my car. Jeez. I want her parents called right now.
Sign her up for the baseball team.
Yeah, tell her, she doesn't fit the profile of a sticker rock thrower, you know, with the Barbie book bag and pink hat and stuff.
I mean, my car is a piece of shit anyway, but that's not the point. The point is that if she would have hit somebody and they would have slammed on brakes,
yeah,
it would have caused a big pileup at the school and a kid could have got hurt.
Did you think about chasing her for a second? Like, get out of your car and chase her?
No, it was right there in front of the school door.
I know, but did you think about chasing her, like, around the school or anything like that?
No, I can't do that now and get away with it.
That would have been entertaining to envision.
If it was my kid, I would have been beating his butt with a stick around the school.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's more like it.
I'm like, I won't put up with that crap. My kid does that, I'll beat his ass around the school with a stick. I said, this is what you get for throwing the stick.
Well, good for you.
And so, but that kid is scared the mess out of now. She's in that principal's office, shaking her knees and her pants right now. Because she didn't think anybody was going to stop her. I followed her right into the school and it's like, hey, got the principal, said, that's the girl that's throwing sticks and rocks, and she hit my car this morning, and what's bad is my kid just started at school. And I was like, no, I'm not going to put up with some little kid hooligans and they're going to cause a car accident and have some kid get hurt.
Did you think about what you would have done if she would have thrown words at your car instead of sticks and stones?
If she would have thrown what at my car?
Words.
Words at my car?
Words, yeah.
Oh, shoot. I would have thrown some right back at her. I wouldn't be cussing. I would throw some right back at her, though.
No, see, sticks and stones may damage my car, but words will never hurt it. That's what you need to remember. Okay?
Oh, I know that. But she won't be throwing sticks and stones no more.
Everybody knows that.